This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
That's right. Hold on. This is a special episode of Senior Care Live. Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. Oh, now, come on. Sit down. Sit down. Standing ovation. That's crazy. Anyway, welcome to Senior Care Live, where we do have a special episode of the program. Today, we're recognizing and celebrating the 6th anniversary of the program. I am so excited, and thanks so much for being here today. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, and your host. Thanks for being here today. And can you tell I'm excited? So, Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program. We provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This, as you know, is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. And each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right. So today is just really cool. I mean, 6 years on the air, that's kind of a big deal. A little while back, we celebrated our 300th episode, and everything is going really, really well. I just wanted to share the story of how the program began. And it's really, really interesting. So first of all, my mind is probably a little bit different than a lot of people. My wife would tell you that. And maybe she might say a little bit crazy out there. But anyway, the way I look at things, I am constantly looking at issues, looking at things, and I just look at it a little differently. And I wonder, is there opportunity? Is there some kind of an opportunity around that issue or that idea or that circumstance? And I guess it's somewhat of an entrepreneurial spirit that runs really courses through my veins. So I'm always looking at things. But I was invited by my good friend Carrie Hall, as you know, or if you don't know, you need to check out his show. He has a great program. It's on the FM side of KMBZ here, and it's America's Healthcare Advocate Show. And I think he's on it, I think 12 o'clock right after this program on the FM side, 98.1. But Kerry said, hey, listen, I discovered your company, your firm, Senior Care Consulting. What a great idea. What a wonderful service. I wish I would have known about you when I had to find care for my mother back in the day. He said, but I'd love to have you on my show and just talk about all of that, all the senior care information and what you do. I think that'd be a really good program. And I'm like, sure, that sounds great. And until I realized, oh my gosh, I have to talk on a microphone. Oh my goodness, this is going to be on the radio. Oh, well, what if I don't say something right? Yeah, I got a little bit nervous about it. Even though I'm a musician, I'm a performer, I have performed in front of thousands of people before, no problem at all. All of a sudden, I got a little bit nervous because it's just he and I and two microphones and a radio station. So we went in, and I think he could tell I was a little nervous, and he said, look, you absolutely know your stuff. It's just a conversation with me and you. We just happen to have a couple of microphones here. We'll just have a chat. And he really helped me kind of relax and calm down. And we did have a chat. And when I listened to that after the fact, I thought it sounded really good. So I was surprised by that. But that was really my first big exposure into radio. And then my friend Peter Newman on Peter Newman's Moneyline, he's also on the FM side, I believe at 2 to 3, I believe, is Peter Newman's Moneyline. He's been on the radio for, I like 36, 37 years. Great program, great guy. He was talking about money on the radio before anyone even thought of it. I think he was the first or the second radio program dedicated to finances and money on the radio. That's he was quite a pioneer. But same thing with Peter Newman's show. I was always a little bit nervous, but I was on his show 2 or 3 times, really got comfortable with it really quickly. And again, my mind looks at these opportunities and situations, and I thought, wouldn't that be a great idea for a radio show? And so that's how the whole thing started. And I wanted to, I approached Talk 980 AM originally, and I talked to them, and I said, you know, what do you think? I've got this idea. And they said, well, we'd love to talk to you about that, but all of our hours are filled. We don't have any spots for you, unfortunately, but let's keep in touch. So, and then another station here in town, 710, said, hey, we heard that you might be interested in a radio show. We have some spots. We'd love to visit with you about that. And I'm like, all right, cool. That's great, because I wasn't sure if I was even going to be able to do the show now. And so that worked out beautifully, and they were wonderful to me. And I really kind of learned how to do a radio show there, and just kind of got better. I worked really hard at improving, and so I was there for 2 years. And then I found out that 980 had some inventory, because they took some of their shows and they went to the FM side of the dial, and some of them stayed on AM, and it opened up some space. So I was very fortunate, very blessed to be able to move my show where I wanted it in the first place. No offense to any other, you know, radio stations, but this is where I wanted to be all along. So so it worked out, and I've been here for 4 years on Talk 980 AM, 11 AM Saturday morning. It's a great spot to have the program, great time. And it really, really worked out. So right now, I'm in the process of exploring syndicating the program. I really want a larger footprint to reach a lot more listeners, and the content of the program. Look, this is just really good information. It's invaluable information for so many people, literally for hundreds of thousands of people right here in this listening radius here. So almost all of us are impacted some way, in some form, in some fashion, some level, with issues regarding being a caregiver or caring for an elderly loved one, or you know, being a senior and making decisions, you know, as we grow older. So please wish me luck on that expansion opportunity and say some prayers for me. I'd really appreciate that. And then would just love to recognize some of the great folks here at KMBZ Talk 980 AM. Rich Deutsch, just a great guy, always has a big smile on his face. He always welcomes me with the firm handshake. He's always so positive. How you doing? How can we help? You know, and just super supportive. Mark, John Stauffer, he's a representative, my kind of the liaison that works with me representing the station. And John is the same way. Hey, Steve, what can we do to help you? How's it going? And just really, we've become personally close and just wonderful support. Mark Groves was the original producer and engineer here. Now he's doing some other positions and other duties here. Mark has done a lot for me. Darren Wilhite is our new producer extraordinaire. Hello, Darren. And he helps me sound better than I really do, and I appreciate Darren's support. And then Ron Moore, he's been here for a long time. He's got the big, deep voice, and sometimes he'll pinch hit as a producer. And I've just been really blessed with some incredible, supportive people here, and they're all just cheering me on, and this has just been great. And then, of course, to you, to all the listeners, for your incredible support. There are literally thousands and thousands of listeners tuning in each and every single week to this program. I am humbled to know that you spent part of your day. You know, all we have here on this earth is time, and you spent part of your time with me here on Saturdays, and I do not take that for granted. Thank you so much for your support. And then I've just been blessed to have some excellent guests on the program all over all of the years. Dr. Burns, and of course Carrie Hull, Peter Newman, Mark Squires, Bill Hammond. There's a long list. The list goes on, but just all of these special guests are top level experts in their various areas and fields of expertise. And I appreciate all of them for being my guest on the program and talking about all the important subjects that we have. I'll continue to have guests, and I'm going to just continue to raise the bar even higher and higher as we continue to grow the program. And then just a quick mention at the end of the program, I want to recognize all of our partner sponsors. And without our partner sponsors, I'll tell you what, we couldn't do this program. So I'm going to give some special love to them later on in the program. So anyway, thanks for being here today, and again helping me celebrate and recognize the 6th anniversary of Senior Care Live. Holy cow. If you would have told me when I was dreaming this whole thing up, and frankly, I had prayed about it a lot, and I thought about it a lot, and I thought, I don't know how to do this, but I'm going to figure it out. And we were able to do that. So, and 6 years later, here we are, bigger and better than ever. So again, thanks so much for being here today. And thanks for listening to my story. I love you all. Thank you so much. Now, the Senior Care Live question of the week, how many years has Senior Care Live broadcast on this station, Talk 980 AM? A, 2, B, 4, C, 6, or D, none of the above? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to a special episode of Senior Care Live, where we're celebrating the 6th anniversary of the program right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. 6445. Don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device. Super easy. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. And it really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many years has Senior Care Live broadcast on this station, Talk 980 AM? Here are your choices. And this is just a test to see how well you're listening in the first segment, right? Okay, A, 2 years, B, 4 years, C, 6 years, or D, none of the above. And the answer is B, 4 years. It's been 4 years broadcast on this station, Entercom Talk 980 KMBZ, and then 2 years on another station for a total of 6 years. So that was just to, thank you. Thank you very much, really. you're too kind. But there are all kinds of cheering and applause today. This is a good day. I'll tell you, this is a good day. So anyway, so a total of 6 years, but that was just a test to see how well you were listening. All right. How many of you got that right? Okay. I see some of you got that right out. That's good. All right. So let's shift gears here and talk about the next upcoming continuing education event. I'll tell you what, my good friend Judy Wechter, she's a registered nurse, and she's the clinical educator and liaison with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And Judy and I have partnered up to bring these special continuing education events on a quarterly basis. We've been doing this for a long time. Our partners, of course, Judy with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, and then and Judy really drives these, and there are other folks involved in promoting, et cetera, but in putting it together. But Judy is the driver of these programs, and I can't thank Judy enough for her friendship and just our working relationship and for just the great work that she does. She's a hard worker. She puts everything she's got into everything, and just really, really appreciated by a lot of people. So Judy, thanks so much. And our partners, Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, we partner up with Senior Care Consulting and Senior Care Live to bring these special events to our community here. And they're always very successful. So last week I gave a save the date. And so this week I just want to let you know what it is and basically how to connect and how to register. So again, the next free continuing education event is on Wednesday, August the 14th, from 9 a.m. till noon. So it's a 3 hours of continuing education credits for professionals. I'm going to talk about that in a second. So you sign in at 8:30 and let us know you're there. We'll get you a seat, and we provide a free continental breakfast. So, grab a muffin or a bagel or something, or a pastry and a coffee or a juice, and grab your seat. And then 9 o'clock, we start promptly at 9, and we have high level speakers. It's always a great use of your time. You're going to learn a lot. And then we end promptly at 12 o'clock. We respect your time. We all have a lot of other things going on every day, so we'll get you out of there at noon and on your way. A lot of people will grab lunch and then get back to work at 1 and able to work for the rest of that day. So this next one is going to be, here's the title, Finding Joy and Connection, an Overview of Music Interventions. And we're very fortunate to have my friend and special guest, Rochelle Norman. And Rochelle is a board certified music therapist, master prepared. She knows her stuff. I'm just telling you that. You're going to learn a lot. She absolutely knows her stuff. And she's the founder and director of Soundscaping Source. And she has a music therapy company and provides music therapy to, a lot of providers, a lot of individuals, and just does a great job with that. So it's going to be at And let me say this. I'm learning more about this. My daughter is actually a music therapy student at KU. She's going to be there. My wife is a registered nurse. She's going to be there to learn about this and then receive the three continuing education credits. But music therapy, if you think – I almost felt a couple people roll their eyes, all right? Don't you dare do that. A lot of people think music therapy is some campfire sing-along in a circle. No, that's a campfire sing-along in a circle. Music therapy is very deliberately using music as a modality, rhythms, sounds, pitch, tones as a modality to achieve some sort of clinical outcome. It's very, very powerful, and you'll be able to name the three reasons why music can be an effective tool in healthcare for older adults. You'll be able to describe why certain music material may be especially helpful or potentially harmful for different client populations. And you'll also be able to name three practical ways to use music in your own clinical setting. So this is going to be awesome. Rochelle does a great job. She's been a music therapist for a long time, and it's going to be a real treat to have her there. It's we're going to be located, the event will be located at the Matt Ross Community Center, 8101 Marty Street, M-A-R-T-Y. Just think 81st and Metcalf, and just throw a rock to the west, and you'll hit the building. It's just right there in Overland Park, Kansas. Again, Wednesday, August the 14th, 9 a.m. to noon. Sign in at 8:30. So it's going to be a great event. You can go to the website seniorcarelive.com right there on the homepage or under the educational events tab, and you can register. It's an online registration. It'll take you 30 seconds. So you'll for nursing and social services, you'll receive 3 hours of continuing education credit. Other professions can also receive continuing education. You just need to specify your area of expertise. And also, very appropriate for the layperson, the family and friend caregiver, and you will learn a lot as well. We intentionally structure and design these events to be very applicable for both audiences, the healthcare professional and the layperson, family and friend caregiver. And for the family and friend caregivers, you will receive a certificate of attendance and completion. And so, again, it's free of charge. You can go online to kchospice.org, seniorcarelive.com, seniorcareconsulting.com. If you want to go old school and make a phone call, we'll register you. You can call any one of the organizations, and we'll just register you over the phone. And or you could go to eventbrite.com and just do a search, and it'll come up there. So finding joy and connection and overview of music interventions. And this one's really, really going to be interesting. They're all interesting, but this is of particular interest to me, and I think you're going to be surprised at how powerful music can be used as a modality to achieve clinical outcomes. It is shocking how well this works for some people. So don't miss it. And if you attend the event, be sure to come up and introduce yourself and say hello. I'll have a whole lot more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, where today we're celebrating our 6th anniversary. How about that? For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on that toll-free number at any time. If you don't need it today, just write it down, because you may need it tomorrow or next week, next month, or next year. So you can call literally anytime, 24 hours a day. That's 1-800-331-6445.
1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with a friend or family, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Just give it a click, and again, a couple of seconds to connect, and it'll start streaming to your electronic device, and you can listen to those podcasts at any time, anywhere. All right, so I'm going to get a little more serious in this segment. Be a fierce advocate for your elderly loved one, whether that's your parents, your grandparents, your spouse, your sibling, who, your aunt, uncle, your friend, whoever it is, they need you. You need to be a fierce advocate for them. And a few weeks ago, I shared my personal story of advocating for my grandmother when she was in the rehab hospital. I just want to briefly discuss being an advocate for your loved one while they're in the hospital, and pretty specifically while they're in the hospital. So unfortunately, when patients are in the hospital, they usually receive very little discharge notice. This kind of drives me nuts, actually. It's very common to get a discharge notice the same day you're notified that you have to leave. So you may get up in the morning and have your breakfast. Oh, by the way, you're being discharged today. Where would you like to go? And you're like, what? And you choke on your coffee. And I think there's got to be a better way to do this. You're putting people and families, and you're just putting them under just ridiculous stress. I just think it's unnecessary. It's also very common on a Thursday afternoon to be asked where you want your loved one to be discharged to by Friday morning. So Thursday afternoon, you're in visiting with your loved one. They're like, oh, by the way, you're being discharged first thing tomorrow morning. Which facility would you like to go to? That's assuming you're not going home. Well, where do you want to go? You're like, what? Well, what do you mean? Well, here's a list. Here's an alphabetized list. Good luck to you. Let us know where you'd like to go, and we'll send the referral over there for you. And all of a sudden, you're in this giant crisis. You have little to zero notice to choose where your loved one will go to receive the care that they need. This whole system is completely ridiculous, in my opinion.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so I'm going to share, and again, I'm getting serious on this one. Just remember, information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And sometimes it gets a little rough in here, right? It gets really serious. So I was working with a gentleman, and we were finding placement for his wife. She had some really significant and very specific medical needs, and I had identified actually three very specific places that specialized in the type of care and medical support that she needed, highly, highly specialized. So I get a call from the gentleman I was working with, and he said, well, the case manager in the hospital, she doesn't seem to care that I'm working with you. She wants my wife out of here by tomorrow morning, and so she said she'll handle it. And it was almost, he said she almost is kind of trying to compete with you, showing how fast she can do this. And I'm like, are you serious? What's going on? And so the case manager was just very proud of her system. Well, I can push a button, and this referral can go out to 60 nursing homes in 5 seconds. And I'm like, okay, that's great, but just shotgun blasting it out to 60 nursing homes. Have you evaluated her really, really, really specific needs? Can any of those 60 meet her specific needs? And that just didn't seem to be any sort of a thought. Yeah, well, I've got a couple of them that will take her, and so she's going to go here. I'm like, but we're set up to tour some places that can meet her needs. Frankly, the place you're talking about, they don't specialize in this type of care. Nope, sorry. She needs to get out of the hospital. That's where she's going. So
The husband said, let's just get my wife to this place so we can get the hospital kind of off our back. He said, and then I'll go check out these places with you, and then we'll have her transferred. I get a call 2 days later. He told me his wife died 2 days later. So, and he didn't want to send her there in the first place. He said, Steve, I wanted her to stay there for an extra day so that I could find the best place with you. But we were preempted by this, I can push a button and send it to 60 places in 5 seconds. And we got knocked out of the water there. And, coincidence or not, 2 days later, she died. The place she went, they were absolutely not skilled and experienced in the specific care that she needs. Be an advocate for your loved one. Push hard as you need to. Earlier this week, I spoke with a very nice lady looking for help. Her husband had a stroke. He needed to be discharged for skilled nursing and rehab. But she asked the case manager, discharge person, check out and send him to this very short list of very highly rated facilities for her husband. And unfortunately, some of them were full with the wait list, but some of them had not yet returned the calls or responded to the case manager. So she was just very concerned that the case manager was going to send her husband literally to any place that had an opening. And the problem with this is that all the places with openings were also not great places to live or receive care. So she is fiercely advocating for her husband to go to the very best place possible. And so, I think she's not going to take no for an answer. And I tell you what, she's doing a really good job. Her husband had been discharged to this particular place, and she said, "Steve, you know, I wouldn't put my worst enemy in that place. It was just terrible. I had to get my husband out of there." And so, you don't just, "Oh, we found a place." Well, no, that's not the right answer. Did you find the right place? Did you find the best fit? And usually that answer is no. Okay, so don't just go along with the plan or the situation if you feel it's not right for your loved one. Even if this is out of your comfort zone, get out of your comfort zone. Speak up. Let your feelings be known. Contribute to the discussion. Contribute to the plan and advocate for your loved one, because you know what? Their life may literally depend on it.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
And I'll tell you what, it got a little heavy there, right? But this is real. This is real stuff. This is real life. I am seeing with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, I'm seeing kind of a disturbing trend in our marketplace. We have a lot of great long-term care communities providing skilled nursing and rehab and doing a great job. But we have so many places to choose from. And what I've seen over the last 12 to 18 months is a very disturbing trend. I'm seeing the really high-performing places, I'm seeing them remained high performers. And I'm seeing the places that have historically been low performers, I've seen them stay there. They just can't seem to get it turned around, and they're still continuing to be low performers. And then you used to have a lot of facilities in that middle ground that were okay, kind of maybe some ups and downs, but they were pretty solid. They weren't the top performers, but they were pretty solid in the middle of the pack. And they were not bad places. They just weren't the top performers, and they were not the bottom performers. Okay, the trend that I've been seeing is that middle ground is starting to become sparsely populated. So some of those middle ground performers are raising the bar, they're elevating their performance, and they are joining the top performers, and a whole bunch of them are falling off and are actually sinking. and they are becoming poor performers, and there are fewer and fewer options to choose from in that middle ground. And I don't like that trend, because guess what? Way more of them are falling than are rising. And guess what? The ones that are rising and are the top performers, they have a wait list right now in the middle of the summer. And I've never seen that. Usually the summer is the lowest part of the demand of the cycle, and the highest peak demand is January and February into March. That's where I expect to see waitlist. I'm seeing them in the middle of the summer for the best top performer. So this is here's the message. Do not put this off. Be proactive, and you need to move a little sooner than you think. If you have questions about that, you can reach out to me at Senior Care Consulting. But I'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live right here, enjoying a special episode of Senior Care Live. It's the sixth anniversary of the program right here on Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, boy, I've been seeing a lot of this, been seeing a lot of it. And I do not mean to upset the Medicare Advantage companies or their brokers or their sales reps, but this is just, I'm going to kind of set the record straight. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you need to listen up. All right, these plans are wonderful for a lot of people, but it's just not a good fit for all people. Now, I'm going to point that out. All right, so I think if you're a little younger, relatively good health, and you're just not using a lot of health care, I think they're great. It's a great opportunity to reduce your premium, maybe even to zero premium. Just pay a few, you know, copays and deductibles, you know, along the way and that sort of thing. But here's the problem with Medicare Advantage plans. When you start using a lot of health services, I just see them fall short. And very specific example, and I've seen this time and time and time again, I don't think it's a blip. I think it's a trend. If it's a trend, I like to point it out. Because everyone, you know, thinks, oh, I'll just get this Advantage plan, and it's the same. All these plans are the same, and I'll just save a lot of money. Well, you have to. You're going to pay for it somehow, some way. So the situation that I see happening a lot is that someone's in the hospital. They're in the hospital for three midnights. They automatically qualify for a Medicare paid stay in a skilled nursing and rehab facility to get, you know, their rehab therapies, physical, occupational, speech therapy, skilled nursing. And it's paid for by Medicare. And we've talked about this before. It's 100% paid for the first 20 days, days 21 through 100, if you need that many. There's a copay, and if you have a Medicare supplemental insurance, it pays that. But if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, the same rules apply, but here's the catch, okay? If you have traditional Medicare, then the local medical team, your physician, your therapist, your nurses, they determine how many days you need of your therapy and your skilled nursing and rehab. So as long as you're continuing to improve, they'll continue to provide the therapy. And then once you meet your goals or plateau, et cetera, then at that time, Medicare would stop paying. Well, on these Medicare Advantage plans, I've seen it time and time again. Maybe it doesn't happen every time, but boy, I've seen it a lot. Someone who is kind of a gatekeeper, a cost-controlling person, sitting in a cubicle somewhere, contacts the facility. Yeah, we'll give you 4 days. We'll give you 5 days, and then you're going to have to justify anything more than that. And so then the facility calls back, and they respond back appropriately. Yeah, we're going to need another 3 weeks of therapy. Yeah, well, we just gave you 4 days. We're going to give you 3 more days, and I'm not exaggerating this. We're going to give you 3 more days, and you're going to have pretty good reason why you need more than that. And so you might get 4 or 5 or 7 or 10 days, and then they're going to shut you down. They fall short, notoriously fall short, when you're in a nursing home getting rehab versus traditional Medicare A and B and a traditional Medicare supplement. You tend to see 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 weeks of therapy for the same person that might get 4 or 5 or 7 or 10 days of therapy. So here's the bottom line. Not all Medicare plans are the same, and that's a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right. So I want to get back to, again, recognizing the 6th anniversary of the program. And again, thanks for spending your time here with me today. I want to thank our partner sponsors for their amazing support. Without them, this program would not be possible. Mr. Remodeler, the good guys for Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Worth, they have been longtime partner sponsors of the program. Love those guys. Cannot thank them enough for their support, for coming on and sharing different ideas about aging in place, remodeling your home, making home modifications to safely and comfortably age in place. And what a great service that they offer here in our Kansas City community. And then, of course, our friends over at Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, David Wiley, he's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. We've talked about all of the great services and all of the wonderful programs that they have, just incredible. And then they have a huge, huge cast of volunteers and a tremendous amount of support from donors that allow them to provide over $600,000 worth of unreimbursed care for individuals in our community. How great is that? So thanks to KC Hospice for all of your wonderful and ongoing and continued support. And then our buddies over at Home Care Assistance Kansas City, Dane Johnson, he operates Home Care Assistance Kansas City, and all of the excellent staff, Patty Garrett, and there are just a lot of great folks there providing care in your home. And, you know, according to the AARP, 90% of individuals surveyed said, hey, I want to stay home and I want to get care in my home. If I can do that, Home Care Assistance Kansas City is the best. And then we have the Neptune Society for offering cremation services. This is becoming very, very popular for a couple of reasons. So, first of all, you know, space reasons, green reasons, but a big driving force there is the cost. So, you know, you could have a very low cost and beautiful cremation service and not have to spend that $8,000 to $10,000 to $12,000 of a traditional service. And that's becoming very, very appealing for a lot of people. So thanks to our friends at the Neptune Society for that. If your organization provides products or services related to senior care and you're interested in exploring the possibility of becoming a partner sponsor, just give me a call. Would love to visit with you about that and see if we both we might be a fit both ways. And then last but not least, I just want to thank my family. My wife has fully supported me from day one. Even though she might think I'm a little crazy sometimes, she puts up with me, and I'm super lucky for that. Thank you, Susan. And then my mom, who has always been my biggest cheerleader. Thanks, Mom. She is my biggest cheerleader, and I can't thank her enough. Then, of course, my kids. You know, what would I do without my kids, Mallory, Ethan, Logan, and Noah? I love my family so much, so much. And then finally, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's led me here to this place and to everything I do. I just can't say enough about my faith, and it has served me well over all of the time. So again, to the listeners and to everyone tuning in live or streaming online or listening to the podcast, thank you for helping me recognize and celebrate the 6th anniversary of Senior Care Live. I am so proud of that. I just can't stand it. Next week, we'll be starting our 7th year. How about that? I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.